Will.
How fun is this Iowa basketball team? That's sort of a rhetorical question at this point. Welcome in a Thursday edition of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, online at kgymradio.com, also on 107.5 FM. John Bonenkamp of Hawkeye Maven and the Sports Illustrated Network set to join us at 4:30 this evening. And we will look back on Iowa's 85-80 win over Rutgers at Carver Hawkeye Arena last night. The Hawkeyes' third straight win at home over a top 25 team. That's an NCAA tournament team Steve Peichel put on the floor last night. Holy cow, was that an entertaining game or what? 319-366-1600. That's the number to reach us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. It also doubles as the First Federal Credit Union text line. We will discuss UNI's loss. You called that one, Alex.
It brings me no pleasure to have called that one, but I felt that one coming a little bit.
The hair on the
trap
back of your
game.
Neck or something was standing up last night, and I didn't see that coming. You did. UNI falls on the road, sort of a season ender for the Panthers in the sense that it blows everything up that they had built up to this point, and now you're looking at, doesn't matter what you do now, it's about what happens when you get to St. Louis for the conference tournament. We'll get to that and more. All that, your texts and phone calls, plus an opportunity for you to take home a one-hour golf session inside Graduate Iowa City's Top Golf Swing Suite, a one-hour session for you and some of your friends, and all you need to do is answer tonight's ridiculously easy sports trivia question. So ridiculously easy that this makes the Jack Nicklaus question of a couple days ago seem like child's play. It's all on the way before 6 o'clock this evening. We welcome your texts and phone calls. Again, the number 319-366-1600. But Alex, I don't know what else you can say about this Iowa basketball team. I was happy to finally witness this in person. And A, they've made some changes at Carver Hawkeye Arena this season as far as trying to pump up the crowd, trying to get a little extra...
Two burrito lifts?
Extra life in the building. No. I give them credit. I thought the atmosphere, and we've discussed this on the program with the last two games, it seems good things happen when the weather is bad for Iowa basketball. When the weather is bad, it seems to keep some of the people who are indifferent about being inside the arena away from the arena. It's addition by subtraction, if you will. I thought the crowd last night at times was once again fantastic, but the crowd didn't hold a candle to the team on the floor. And Fran McCaffrey, I found this interesting. Fran McCaffrey last night was asked about this team in particular and what makes them so good. And then just listen to him talk about how much he enjoys coaching this team. This is a two-parter.
Well, very receptive to coaching, but I think true students of the game. You know, when they're watching film, it's not like, okay, coach will be done in 15 minutes, right? It's, okay, I got it, okay. And then I'll ask questions. It's not like I'm talking and they're sitting there half asleep. You know, all right, what would you do here, Chad? What would you do here? Okay, what are they doing? Well, what will work against that? So you got to get them thinking a little bit differently. So they're not being preached at. You know, they're a participant in the discussion. I mean, that's what coaching is. Get them to understand what's required. And then if everything breaks down, somebody's got to go make a play, especially when the shot clock's running down.
How enjoyable is this team to coach for you?
It probably is as enjoyable as any I've had. I mean, I've had some that were really fun to coach. I mean, I will say this. I mean, we have, since I've gotten the business, you know, I can't think of a team that didn't have character and didn't try to do everything I asked them to do. Had a few clunkers in there. But this team kind of deals with whatever comes their way. There's no excuses. And they really, I think, more importantly, we talk about accepting coaching, that's important, but I think they really support one another. And, you know, so if somebody does make a mistake, nobody's yelling at them. It's like, you know, hey, we're going to do this now. You know, get to the next play, all right? Next play, you got to get there. Forget what just happened. Still time on the clock. All right, we're up one, we're down one, whatever. All right, we're going to run a play. We're going to execute the play. And that's what they did.
Has anybody else noticed that this season, that this Iowa basketball team, despite all the adversity thrown its way, is a loose bunch of young men? Nothing seems to faze them. You had Rutgers make that late run last night where they came back from, what, down 9-10 points?
Yes.
Rutgers is on the precipice of maybe stealing a victory on the road with 2 minutes left. And then, of all people, Connor McCaffrey, who had not scored to that point in the evening, steps to the free throw line and ices it with 4 free throws. Nothing phases this team. And you heard Fran McCaffrey discussing some of the reasons why. They like basketball. They like soaking up the knowledge. They like preparing for the games. And what really stuck out to me last night in hearing Fran's comments there was the part about nobody's yelling at him. Because I've noticed this and discussed it on the program here this season. Fran seems different this year. Fran seems a little bit more laid back. And I think he's got a really good read on the psyche of this team. And he knows that this is not a team that responds to being pushed to the brink. This is more of a, okay, keep it loose, let him have fun, and good things are going to happen. A good coach knows how to rein in or let his team run. And this is a team that Fran McCaffrey is letting run, and you're seeing the results of that. Am I wrong? 319-366-1600.
I think that he has a team that he doesn't have to micromanage, and that's the biggest thing here. He has a team full of veterans who have been around and young guys who are tough, and who he doesn't have to push them into the film room and try to get something out of them. He doesn't have to encourage them to get up extra shots after practice. Those guys sort of do that on their own, and that's what every coach talks about with special teams. You have a bunch of guys that are bought in who all have the mental toughness to withstand all the adversity that hits them, and that's clear as day, and it has been for months now, that this team gets into situations that teams in the past would have folded under. Rutgers makes a run to get it back tied late in that game. You see Iowa teams in the past losing a game like that. You saw them last year lose a game to Wisconsin early in the conference schedule that they should have won, where they had a large lead and they let it evaporate and they never could withstand that late run that Wisconsin made. But now with this team in particular, did you feel like they were going to lose that game at any point? Did you feel like when Michigan made a run on Friday night that they were going to lose that game when it got close? To me, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking every single time they're going to win that game on their home court, and that's where I think the difference is with this team.
I'm kind of running out of words on how to describe this team, but the one thing that I think, and maybe this gets me in hot water here because somebody reads too much into it, but I think the way that the roster is constructed right now, the guys who are healthy and who are playing, there's no ego on the floor right now. There's no battle over dominant personalities on the floor. These guys are all in on the team concept. And you've got a player in Luka Garza who has emerged as a legitimate National Player of the Year candidate.
That certainly helps.
I am sitting here telling you as January 23rd, 2020, as a voter for the Wooden Award, Luka Garza would be at the top of my ballot right now. And that's not me just succumbing to the pressure to be a regional homer.
He's averaging 23 points and 10 rebounds a game.
He is averaging. Iowa tweeted this earlier today. Kudos to Matt Weitzel, James Allen, Steve Rowe, everybody in Iowa City who I need to suck up to so we can get some of these guys on the program maybe moving forward in what could be a historic year. Luka Garza is averaging 29.8 points and 10.4 rebounds a game in the six games that Iowa's played against top 25 teams this year. He's averaging a double-double when Iowa plays the stiffest competition on its schedule. What else can you say about Luka Garza at this point? 319-366-1600.
Mike from Marengo on the text line brings up a really good point. It seems like whenever Iowa gets down, whenever there's a point where the other team's making a run, Luka Garza or Joe Wieskamp, especially Luka Garza, steps up and says, give me the ball, I'm going to make a shot. It's been two games. I talked about this on my Sports View today, but they were down six at the half. They needed a bucket to get a run going. He steps out on the wing and buries a three. That's not his game. He can do it, but that's not his game. But in crucial situations, the last two games, who has been the guy on the outside making a big-time three when Iowa absolutely needs it? Yes, Joe Wieskamp, but Luka Garza as well has started some runs with that. And you know how demoralizing that is to the opposing team, who puts their entire game plan around trying to keep him out of the paint, trying to put extra bodies on him, trying to even move him off of the block. He steps out and makes a three-point shot or an 18-footer.
This team's got some really interesting X factors on it too right now. We'll get back to the First Federal Credit Union text line in just a little bit. Joe Toussaint playing 30 minutes last night and scoring 14 points. Mike Halas of the Cedar Rapids Gazette had some nice things to write about Joe this week. But Ryan Kreener, everybody is talking about Luka Garza's development this year and pushing his game forward. It's completely overshadowed the fact that Ryan Kreener has become a vital cog on this team. And not to take anything away from him, but I don't think too many people coming into the year were viewing Ryan Kreener as anything more than sort of a role player. He played a little over 18 minutes last night and scored 11 points, 4 of 7 from the field, including 2 of 4 from beyond the arc. He's sort of a poor man's version of Luka Garza, the big man who can step back and knock down a three-pointer if you drop your guard. This is a team that I'm completely bought in on right now, and I think the fans are as well. This is a team that feels like it's capable of doing something special, and with that said, Steve Peichel said something last night that gave me pause, and I was discussing it with somebody leaving the arena last night. Steve Peichel was asked about Rutgers and whether or not the Scarlet Knights can survive how physical a 20-game Big Ten schedule is, because we're not even to the halfway point yet. Iowa's 5-3. They got 12 Big Ten games remaining. And I'm thinking, why are we asking questions about Rutgers surviving the physicality of the next 12 games? It's going to affect everybody, and it's going to affect Iowa. And it would just be a shame if you get this far into the season and then problems started to mount, an injury or something would come along, the wheels start to fall off, because this team is so easy to root for.
I just feel like they're going to be able to withstand it possibly better than teams in the past. I don't think that they use excuses. Not that other teams have, but there were always built-in excuses at times for why the backslide happened. I think the players on this team, barring some sort of injury that would, I think, completely derail things, this team right here, I have the belief that they can withstand it.
But what's the deal with Buttons? Is he some sort of ninja? I can see out of my peripheral vision Buttons on the other side of the glass. I did not see him answering the phone. We've got a couple phone calls in the system there. Phil in Iowa City, my apologies for keeping you waiting so long. You want to talk about the Hawkeyes? The floor is yours.
Hey, thanks, guys. No worries. So I wanted to just kind of like part question and part comment. Going into the season, there were no expectations other than like we lost our two leading scorers and we're not going to be good. And so that's, I think, obviously why a lot of people think, wow, this team surprises us. But I kind of thought early on that losing Cook and Moss, and this is nothing against them. I don't know them as people. I don't want to say anything negative about somebody, but they seem to not be the best team defenders. And so what I've noticed with this team is that we're really good backside help defense in the zone, which, no offense to Cook, but like if he was in the middle of the zone and like he forgets that someone's behind him and it's an alley-oop over the top or there's just a dunk, like so many dunks in the zone against Iowa the last couple of years. And what you've noticed with Garza in the middle and then having these other pieces, they play amazing team defense, and that seems to be like one of the things that we needed the most, especially when you're in the Big Ten and there's a big run coming, and then you know your defense is going to, you know, not show up, and then you might start missing a couple shots, not score for 11 minutes, and we had no chance. And there's just something about these players, because it's like, and we added Frederick, but like, and we came Toussaint, you know, and we lost two really great players, but we're just a completely different team. So I was just kind of thinking what you guys thought about the adding with subtraction with kind of this team.
Phil, great question, strong comments.
I think that the three guys you mentioned were really good offensive players, and there are two guys that you mentioned, and you can throw Jordan Bohannon into that discussion as well, that you look at the who's out there right now, and they're all good defenders. Joe Wieskamp is a really good defender. You look at C.J. Frederick, who has length out on the wing, good defender. Joe Toussaint, good defender. Luka Garza does a great job of staying out of foul trouble. There are times where he gets beat defensively, but all around, very solid defender. So I think that you're not having to – Fran has seen that he's not having to go 9, 10, 11 deep and ruin the momentum offensively, but it also, with how he mixed and matched some of his players, I think that there was never that on-ball defender. There were never guys that could really switch things up on that side, and I think this team has finally realized what they have can be a good defensive team. Not a great, but a good defensive team.
Before we get to Nick in North Liberty, here comes everybody needs to brace themselves because we have an incoming super scorching hot sports talk radio hot take. Are you ready for this? Brace yourselves if you're driving in your cars. Please don't swerve into the other lane, cause any accidents. If you're at work or at your home, I want you sitting down. Brace yourselves. This take is so scorching hot, it could get me noticed by national radio programs. I'm talking Colin Cowherd level scorching hot take.
Am I going to have to host a show with buttons tomorrow?
You just put up the heat shield over here. This one's coming in hot. This is the first. Buttons is all for that, by the way. He's a little too eager for that on the other side of the glass. All of a sudden, I have my suspicions about you. This is the first team Fran McCaffrey's had at Iowa that's wanted to play defense. Am I wrong? I think this is the first team that he's had at Iowa that truly enjoys playing defense. It's not an afterthought to them. And Iowa's had some pretty good players and some pretty good teams under Fran McCaffrey, but defense has always been sort of a novelty to them. This team enjoys having defense as part of its fabric.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Hot take.
No, I think that's fair because you look at some of these other teams. Look at who are the great players on teams of the past. Jordan Bohannon. Jordan Bohannon is
Fred Brown.
A great offensive player. He's a great offensive player. It's easy for guys like Jordan Bohannon and Jared Utoff and some of these really good offensive players to sort of forget it. But look at Joe Wieskamp. I still think people are not realizing what type of NBA prospect he may be. We had him on the show and we asked him.
Wieskamp?
Yeah,
Wieskamp.
We asked him, what did the NBA tell you? They said, well, you need to go back to college and realize what type of role you're going to play in this league as a 3 and D 2. So a guy that can shoot threes, and play defense on against multiple positions. And he knew that he was going to have to come back and perfect that into the court because the shot's going to come. He has such a pure stroke that he's going to get more consistent with the shot. But he knew that he was going to have to play lockdown defense in order to get to the next level. And I think he's already started towing that line of playing his way back into that discussion about playing in the NBA sooner rather than later.
And just melted radios across eastern Iowa with that scorching hot take. Okay, Nick in North Liberty, the floor is yours. Sorry for making you wait. What's on your mind? Nick, you got us?
Oh, sorry. Yep. Well, I just wanted to first off say, Alex, I about spit all my Mountain Dew on my windshield when you said do a second burrito lift during the game. But I also just wanted to comment, you know, on everything you guys have been talking about here. I mean, the Hawks are must-see TV this year, at least for me. You know, in years past, kind of the lack of defense, the lack of effort, you know, the mistakes, it's kind of been a turnoff. And, you know, I'm not afraid to say that I've been a, you know, Fran basher and kind of Hawkeye basketball basher in the past. But, I mean, with what's gone on this year, I have zero expectations, and so with what they're doing right now, I mean, it's purely awesome, I think. But I guess kind of my question for you guys and, you know, maybe some further discussion is, had Jordan not elected to get the surgery and, you know, end his season, do you think that they would be doing what they are right now? And if so, would they be even better with him on the floor and, you know, having him be the starter and then, you know, one of the guys that filled in for him coming off the bench?
The million-dollar question.
See,
Nick.
I think he would be perfect in the sense that if he's fully healthy, him and Joe Toussaint complement each other as a 1-2 punch at the point guard position. You can use Jordan Bohannon for offense. You can use Joe Toussaint as a guy who can dribble, penetrate, and play defense. Because there are times where you still see Joe Toussaint, not last night, but you still see him have games where he looks like a freshman. He's going to make some mistakes. He's going to turn the basketball over. And if Jordan Bohannon was there, I think it would be much less pressure on him. But at the same time, you can make the argument that him getting his kind of feet to the fire, him getting thrown in there is accelerating his development because he's clearly a tough kid. He's clearly a very talented player. He just needs to get the reps of and learn how to go through a full Big Ten schedule. So I think it just depends on which way you look at this.
It's the butterfly effect. The fact that if he were out there, it would cause a ripple everywhere down the line. Minutes would be taken away from other players. Things would be different. The offense would run differently. That's going to be viewed by some people as a knock on Jordan. It's not. They do appear to be playing really great basketball without him, which is something that I don't think too many people could have predicted. You add him back into the mix, and it complicates everything. What's one of the biggest criticisms of Fran McCaffrey during his time at Iowa?
Plays too many guys.
So, again, you look at the box score.
Which is absolutely true.
You look at the box score from last night, 8 guys played. It's simple. You can't screw this up when you only have 8 guys to play.
Let's go back to Ryan Kreener, though. Ryan Kreener has, been one of the biggest I don't want to call it victim, but he's been sort of the guy that has not been able to get consistent minutes throughout his entire career. And we've seen flashes from him. We've seen him have 15, 20-point games, and then he kind of falls back to playing 5 or 6 minutes the next night because 9 or 10 guys are playing. Look at the way he's playing right now because he knows he's going to have to play 20 minutes, and he knows he's going to be out there, and he needs to come off the bench ready to roll, and whatever role he's asked to play that night, he knows he's going to be playing. And I think it's making a huge difference. He is playing the best basketball of his career. He has double digit. He scored double digits the last 3 games, and he's doing everything that they're asking of him. And I think it's the only reason for it is that he's consistently playing and he's in a rhythm for the first time in his career.
319-366-1600-1979. By the way, last time Rutgers was in the top 25, they may make a quick exit from the top 25, but I'm telling you right now, that is a top 25 Rutgers basketball team. 1979 says this is the first year in a while where you can watch a top 10 team and watch Iowa and not see much of a difference. I agree with that. Let's say top 15, just to be safe. And this is a unique year in college basketball because there is no, to me, there's no number one team. I mean, there's a lot of parity. There are a lot of very good teams. I don't think there's a great team in college basketball this year. You want to talk about the perfect season for Iowa to have this type of campaign? This may just be it. 429, John Bonenkamp of Hawkeye Maven said to join us. We'll hear coming up later on what Steve Peichel, the Rutgers head coach, had to say about the Iowa Hawkeyes, because everybody loves it when people say nice things about Iowa. And Steve Peichel was very complimentary last night. I watched him going through the post-game handshake line. Not only did he have an extended moment with Luca Garza, but when he got to the end of the handshake line, the guys who were in street clothes had an extended conversation with Jordan Bohannon. You can just tell there's so much respect there from Steve Peichel for everything that Fran McCaffrey and Iowa have accomplished, and with Jordan having to sit and watch this unfold. You'll hear from Steve Peichel, a little bit more from Fran McCaffrey, and Luca Garza, the man himself, all coming up before we get to 6 o'clock tonight. Before we get to the big board update, 1207 on the text line, very concerned about being away, traveling, wondering who the hell is Buttons? What did I miss? Well, 1207, you miss a lot when you're not around here. Podcast available, kgymradio.com. Buttons is Buttons. He's anything you want him to be and more.
Super producer.
He is, don't use that term. Get that term out of here. He is everything you want him to be and more. Just like Alex Kuhn, because he's going to bring you a big board update.
Iowa won its third consecutive home game against a top 25 opponent last night with an 85-80 victory over 24th-ranked Rutgers. The Hawkeyes fought their way back from a six-point halftime deficit in a back-and-forth affair to improve to 14-5 overall and 5-3 in the Big Ten. Luca Garza had 28 points and 13 rebounds and was one of four Hawkeyes who were in double-figure scoring. Joe Toussaint had maybe his best game as a Hawkeye, with 14 points, 4 assists, and 7 rebounds. And Ryan Kreener had his third consecutive double-figure effort, scoring 11 off the bench. The UNI Panthers were upset on the road last night by Southern Illinois 68-66. The Panthers fought back from being down 15 points midway through the second half, but an AJ Green missed jumper with 2 seconds left are what sealed things for SIU. UNI falls to 16-3 on the season and will have a crucial contest with Loyola Chicago at the McLeod Center on Sunday afternoon. The Iowa women look for their 7th consecutive win as they will take on Ohio State at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Tip-off is scheduled for 7 p.m. and the game will air on the Big Ten Network. The Iowa baseball team has named their captains for the 2020 season. Justin Jenkins, Grant Judkins, Grant Leonard, and Austin Martin have been voted team captains by their teammates. The Hawkeyes will get their season underway on March the 3rd against Grandview. And I heard somewhere that Nate Stanley is going to be taking part in a skills competition on ESPN.
The State Farm Football Challenge. Friday, February 31st at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, a.k.a. Jerry World. He's one of 24 college seniors who will be participating in that. So
I've watched that a couple of times. They kind of re-air that throughout the winter. But so you will see, if you choose to, you will see Nate Stanley several times on ESPN.
We need to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will get another expert opinion on this Iowa basketball team. John Bonenkamp has covered Hawkeye hoops for a very long time in this state, now at Hawkeye Maven on the Sports Illustrated network of team sites. And he joins us next after this.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier boys basketball team got back on the winning track Tuesday night with a 52-50 win over Waterloo East. Max Kaiser scored 12 for the Saints, who will host Iowa City High tomorrow and play at Iowa City Liberty on Saturday. The girls' basketball team improved to 8-3 on the season with a big 66-13 victory at Waterloo East on Tuesday. The Class 4A 7th-rated Saints will now get ready for a showdown at Class 5A top-rated Iowa City High tomorrow night. The Xavier wrestling team will host Washington in an MVC duel tonight. This Saturday, the Saints will be in Iowa City High for the Clyde Bean duels. And the Xavier bowling teams split with Waterloo East on Tuesday at May City Bowl. The boys defeated the Trojans behind Dale Weaver's second 300 game of the season. Tomorrow, the Saints will bowl at Western Dubuque.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company. Family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
At Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries, you'll find more than just comfortable furniture. You'll discover a no-pressure shopping experience, thousands of options, and free design services. We call it Comfort Redesigned. It's the Super Weekend Sale. Friday through Monday, save 30% on everything, plus special financing available, and get guaranteed local delivery on in-stock items in time for the big game. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably. Minimum monthly payments with approved credit. Order by 1-26-20. See store for details.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at lindertire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at lindertire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at lindertire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Welcome back, Hawkeyes. Iowa Book's goal this week is to make your shopping easy. Iowa Book has added extra staff, extra cash registers, and is open extra hours. Save money by choosing less expensive used or rental textbooks. Iowa Book also has all your necessary school supplies and Hawkeye gear. Iowa Book is open this Monday through Friday, 9 till 8. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol since 1920.
Iowa Book, a one-of-a-kind bookstore.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
Welcome back in. Stick with us because coming up after 5 o'clock tonight, not only will you hear more post-game reaction from Iowa Rutgers last night, but somebody's going to have an opportunity to take home a one-hour session inside the Topgolf Swing Suite located inside Graduate Iowa City's downtown location. A one-hour session for you and your friends. You can have some drinks, play some golf, do whatever you want. They've got some other games as well. If you're interested in the leagues that they hold there in the Swing Suite, you can reach out to us at kgymradio.com. We'll get you in touch with more information on how you can possibly join. I know they're starting a new six-week sort of miniature golf league over the winter here that's going to be getting up and running soon. $75 for students, $100 for adults. And again, we can get you information on that if you are interested. So 5 o'clock, we will get to that, would ya, and more here on a Thursday. Before we get to our next guest, we need to put out an all-points bulletin, an APB, for a very large man who hails from Mount Vernon, Iowa. I was talking with Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com earlier today. Rob will be with us tomorrow inside the Big Hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, the 5 o'clock hour on Fridays now. We heard last week from Tristan Wirfs. He had confirmed that he was going to be on with us, and Rob tells me now that Tristan has gone dark, as players often do prior to things like the Combine and the NFL Draft. So he's having a hard time getting Tristan to confirm that he's going to be on the air with us, and I know a lot of Iowa fans will enjoy hearing him hopefully tomorrow. So we're putting out an APB. If you see a very large man with sort of sideshow bobbish hair, I haven't seen him lately, but he's kind of got the hair.
The curly hair.
Going out and everything. Yeah. No helmet. No worries.
I have a good feeling we'll hear from him tomorrow.
And if not, then we'll just have some other large. We'll grab a large human being off the street that sort of looks like Tristan Wirfs, and we'll pass him off as the real deal. Can't do that with our next guest. There is only one. Not talking about the Highlander. I'm talking about John Bonenkamp of Hawkeye Maven and the Sports Illustrated Network of Sites. And John, we've spent the better part of the last 30 minutes salivating and fawning over the Iowa basketball team, an 85-80 win over Rutgers last night, and this team is something special. Can you put your finger on why this team is so different this year?
Well, before we say anything, Tristan Wirfs was at the wrestling last week, and what was really funny was he came down the aisle like about two matches before the end. It was like a WWE kind of run-in. I was waiting for him to, like, you know, run out and be a part of the heavyweight match. But anyway, let's get back to Iowa. What makes them special? I just think that right now they've got a lot of confidence that they can win games. And you look back to last night, and I wrote about this today. I mean, you look back to last night, they come back late, you know, and get the win. They did that against Michigan. You know, they've done that this year. They've done that at Iowa State. They did that against Cincinnati. I mean, I think this is a team that just believes that it's going to get a win down the stretch and it's not going to fold.
When you look at Luka Garza, I don't know what more we can say about him, but the all-around ability, the numbers that he's putting up, how much does it feel like he sets the tone for the entire team? And I know that his supporting cast is really good, but are we starting to get into the point where we're talking about him as one of these special players that makes everyone else around him better?
Yeah, I mean, I think so, because, I mean, it's, you know, you can go to him at any time and you know you're going to get points. I mean, go back to the Nebraska game when they were packing it in, and Iowa didn't shoot the ball well that night, but he still got, you know, points and rebounds that night. You know, very, very, you know, nobody really has shut him down this year since that 9-point game against San Diego State out in Las Vegas. And I mean, he just, and when you have a guy like that, then that gives you a lot of confidence that, you know, okay, we can do the things that we need to do to win a game. And, you know, he carries them at times when they're not playing well, but they've also gotten some confidence now that you've got other guys making big shots. You've got C.J. Frederick making big shots. You've got Joe Wieskamp, you know, doing that. You know, Connor McCaffrey doesn't score against Michigan, doesn't score last night until the last 16 seconds, but hits four big free throws at the end. I mean, so I think the way Luke is playing has really kind of given the rest of this team a lot of confidence.
John Bonenkamp with us of Hawkeye Maven on the Sports Illustrated network of team sites. Lost and or sort of overshadowed with Luka Garza's national coming out party, why are we not giving Ryan Kreener the kudos that he deserves for what he's done this season? He really seems to have taken a step forward this year as well and become a solid contributor.
Well, you know, you're right. And, I mean, he has – I mean, you look at some of the shots he hit last night, you know, big three-pointers, you know, the way he played inside. And now, you know, Fran McCaffrey's actually using both of them on the court at the same time. So there's one time last night that the two of them and Cordell Pemsel are on the court together. And, you know, so, I mean, you know, you look at the way he's played inside and outside, and again, he's been a really good complement to what Garza's done. And so you can sit Garza for maybe a couple extra minutes because you know Ryan Kreener is going to give you good minutes. So, yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, he has made, you know, a lot of big shots this year and again, talk about guys playing with confidence. I mean, this is a guy that he's getting really the most minutes he's had in his career, and he's really doing a lot with them.
How much do you think that is a factor in his confidence, what you just said right there? Because we know a big criticism of Fran McCaffrey in the past has been he plays too many guys and certain guys don't get into a rhythm. And I think Ryan Kreener has been one of those guys that didn't necessarily know year in and year out what his role is going to be. But how much do you think the fact that he knows he's going to have to play 20, 25 minutes a night has helped him?
Oh, I think it's helped. Yeah, I mean, it's helped a great deal. I mean, it's helped a lot of them. I mean, you know, you can go to Joe Toussaint's growth as a player. And, you know, he's had some games earlier this year where he hasn't played well at the beginning. But because the rotation is so small, you're still going to need him in the second half. So, you know, a lot of these guys have been able to come back and play. If they've struggled in the first half, come back and make plays in the second half and get that confidence back just because that rotation is pretty short. So, yeah, in Ryan Kreener's case, I mean, he knows he's, like you said, he's going to get 20 minutes a night, sometimes 25, and you're confident enough in him that you could give him a lot more minutes. So, yeah, I do think he's benefited quite a bit from that.
John, we've been talking so much about Iowa, we haven't noted Ron Harper Jr.'s performance last night for Rutgers. He really loves playing in Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Yeah, I mean he's a tough cover for them for whatever reason, and you know he was making some big shots last night, making some big plays, and you know it's like it was funny as I was doing some research, I was like, oh yeah, his career high was here last year, you know. So for whatever reason, he has become a thorn for them when they've played against him, and you know, it's fortunately they only have to play him once this year, so it's like unless you see him in the Big Ten tournament, you're probably not going to have to see the guy again.
That Rutgers team, they're an NCAA tournament. They're a top 25 team. They're for real, are they not?
Yeah, I mean they're a tough team. They're a tough defensive team. I mean you look back. I mean Iowa scored 85 on them. That's the most anybody's gotten them on them this year, and shot 50% on them, which nobody has done. So you look if you looked at their defensive numbers coming in, that's what impressed me the most. I mean they've silenced some pretty good teams this year. And, you know, that's going to be a tough out for somebody in March because the way they play defense. And, you know, last night was, I think, you know, it's just the style of game that it was, that it was, you know, both teams were in the 80s. But, you know, I mean, you look at that team, and that's a team that's, A, pretty deep, and also they play really good defense, like I said. So when you have that combination, that makes you a pretty good team.
We heard from some people earlier today on the text line about a possible swoon in February. This certainly wouldn't be the first Iowa team to suffer that. But what could or can go wrong for this team right now as you look at it?
One major injury to somebody. You know, I mean, you look at how just two games without C.J. Frederick kind of affected things. And, you know, I mean, with the injuries they've had this year, with, you know, Jordan Bohannon and Jack Nungy and Patrick McCaffrey, and you're not going to have those guys now for the rest of the season. That really reduces your, you know, really reduces your rotation a little bit. If you lose C.J. Frederick for a long period of time, if you lose Luka Garza, you know, I mean, if you lose one more player, then that really, really changes that rotation up a little bit. That's the one thing that I think it can really hurt this team more than anything, is that margin of error is gone now. And so, you know, that's why I said they're one injury away from, then it really shortens things up and you've got a lot of guys then that's going to add more minutes to everybody. And maybe by the end of the year, they wear down a little bit. You know, I mean, the Big Ten's really, really good this year. So, I mean, they may lose some games in February that may make some people think, oh, there's this swoon coming, but the fact of the matter is it's just a tough league to win in.
Was last night Joe Toussaint's best game as a Hawkeye?
Yep. I mean when and you can see, you know, you talk about confidence with the kid. I mean, he shot a three-pointer in front of the Rutgers bench, and after he made it, he turned around and said something. He's a tough kid. You know, and I mean, that's something that Iowa has really lacked over the years, is, you know, that kid that you know, that player that can give you tough minutes, and he does that. And even when he struggled offensively, he's played very well defensively. And so I really like him. Last night was a great game for him because he struggled a little bit at times this year. And if you looked at the way he played, I mean, he really excelled in that atmosphere last night.
John, I said that this strikes me as the first Iowa team Fran McCaffrey has had that has really enjoyed playing defense. Would you agree with that assessment?
I think you've got guys. I mean, you know, Joe Toussaint. I think C.J. Frederick loves it too. You know, and I think that kind of rubs off on the other guys. You know, when they see these younger guys, you know, trying, you know, locking down, you know, opponents, it makes them want to do that. And again, that's when you go back to what I was talking about earlier with Joe Toussaint's toughness, and C.J. Frederick's got that too. And these are guys that like to shut down their opponents, and they like to talk to them, and they like to, you know. And so I do think that's rubbed off a little bit. And they've struggled at times on defense this year, but at the same time, they've made stops when they've needed to make stops, whether it's, you know, against Iowa State, whether it's against Cincinnati, whether it was, you know, last week against Michigan, you know, last night, you know, whatever. I mean, they've made stops and done the things they've needed to do to win.
We chatted with Joe Wieskamp about a month ago, and we asked him what the NBA Draft Advisory Board told him when he went through the process, and he said that They want him to be that 3-and-D type player, a guy that, that shoots a lot of threes and plays defense on multiple positions. Are we starting to see him become an all-around player that we kind of thought that he would, like one of those all-Big Ten type performers? Because he has been playing at a very high level as of late.
Yeah, he has, and I think that Nebraska game when he was 1 of 10 from behind the arc and comes back the next game against Maryland and shot the ball well, and he continues to play that way. So, yeah, I like the way he's bounced back from some bad games earlier this year and really responded again. You know, if he can be a better defensive player, this is a better defensive team, and that just makes this a better team overall.
John, kind of a little bit of a layoff here for the Hawkeyes. I believe it's Wisconsin up next on Monday night. How do you think the Hawkeyes match up with Greg Gard and the Badgers?
You know, I mean, the Badgers are the Badgers, and they'll come in and they'll play the game. Just, you know, they'll gum it up just like they always do. And, you know, that's going to be another test for Iowa, I think. You know, again, last night was a physical game, and I think Iowa was just as aggressive and just as physical. They're going to have to be that way next Monday. And, I mean, you look at it, I mean, you know, next week they basically have, I mean, they play, you know, they go to Wisconsin at home, they go to Maryland, come back and play Illinois. All of these teams are really aggressive defensive teams, that kind of what Rutgers was last night. So, I mean, they're going to get tested here in the next, you know, in the next week. That's why it's probably a good thing they've got, you know, maybe a day or two to get some rest and figure things out. And, you know, because there's tough games coming up for them.
John, before we let you go, what can folks expect as far as Hawkeye coverage coming up for you in the coming days here at Hawkeye Maven?
We got wrestling tomorrow night. You know, the big Megan Gustafson game on Sunday when they retire jersey. You got Monday with Wisconsin. And, you know, it's been a busy time. You know, you look at it, I mean, you've got the number one ranked wrestling team in the country. You've got a men's basketball team that's in the top 25, a women's basketball team that's in the top 25, and, you know, is right now kind of in position to where they could be at home for the first two games of the NCAA tournament. It's a fun time right now in the winter. And you know, next week, you start getting into now, you know, get softball coming up, and I think they're going to be a lot better than what they've, you know, you can see that program kind of building. You got baseball getting ready to start. So it's going to be a busy next couple of months.
All right, John, we will touch base with you down the road. Thanks so much for the time.
Always good to talk to you guys. See you later.
It's John Bonenkamp of Hawkeye Maven. You heard what he had to say about the Iowa Hawkeyes. You've heard what we had to say about the Hawkeyes. When we come back, what did Rutgers coach Steve Peichel have to say about the team that beat the Scarlet Knights 85-80 last night? We'll have the coach's comments after this.
Nobody puts Garby on a snowbank. Seriously, it's not safe for the collection people. Please shovel out a space in the snowbank for your Garby and Kirby, or put them in your driveway on collection day. The city of Cedar Rapids thanks you.
Every journey starts with a single step. On your retirement journey, make sure your first step is finding Medicare Supplement Insurance with Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We want you to find answers to all your questions about Medicare. Go to wellmark.com/Medicare today and get your free Medicare Matters guide, or find a local expert to talk to. Then, let the journey begin. Wellmark. Must reside in the service area of the plan. Wellmark Medicare Supplement Insurance plans are not connected with or endorsed by any government agency.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can buy my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
454. Welcome back in the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio 1600 AM, as well as 102.3 and 106.3 FM. Still on 107.5 FM as well. Stay tuned because we will have an exciting announcement about what's coming your way on 107.5 FM in the days and weeks ahead. What's coming up in the next hour, we'll get to that in just a few minutes. But first, as promised, Steve Peichel, a guy you and I are both quite high on. I remember him bringing the Stony Brook team to Carver Hawkeye Arena a couple years ago for the NIT. He leaves Stony Brook, joins the Big Ten, goes to Rutgers. You'd be hard-pressed to find a coach in the Big Ten where fans don't have anything bad to say about, especially men's basketball. But the worst thing I could get anybody to say about Steve Peichel on Twitter last night, for those who follow me at Todd Brummelkamp, is the fact that they hate Steve Peichel for making Rutgers good. Rutgers is no longer a doormat. You and I have discussed whether or not he should stick around or whether he should take the next best job that comes along. Really impressed with Steve Peichel. I mentioned him chatting with Luca Garza and Jordan Bohannon last night. Here's what he had to say about the Hawkeyes. Very highly complimentary, not only of the Hawkeyes and their effort, but of Iowa's head coach as well.
Great environment. Congratulations to Iowa. I really like their team. Watched enough film. Coach McCaffrey does a great job. I thought we actually did a good job on Garza today. And I look at the stats, 28 and 13. So tells you the kind of tier he's on. Great college basketball game. I thought we never gave up. Had chances down 10 late and kind of kept fighting, had our chances too. A couple in and outs, big, huge rebound blockout that we don't get, but congratulations. You know, I was good, and you're lucky to have Coach McCaffrey. He's a good coach and good players, play hard, and again, tough environment.
What makes Luka so tough this year? What is he going to improve?
Yeah, I mean, he, you know, obviously he went from 4.5 rebounds a game to now, you know, 10, 11, 12. That means he's getting to the free throw line more. Shooting the ball well from three. He's obviously a real good post-up guy. He plays angles. You know, he's relentless. You know, he's a problem. He's a problem for a lot of people. This league is full of great big guys, and he's right at the top of the list.
You guys came in +8 on rebounds. They had 8 more tonight. Was that?
Yeah, huge key, you know, for them, and obviously a huge key, you know, for us to not win the battle of the boards. We have been, but they're a good rebounding team, too. They got good size, you know. And, you know, to their credit, they took care of business on the backboard.
They took care of business on the backboard, something Fran McCaffrey discussed in his post-game comments as well. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll let you know what's in store for the 5 o'clock hour after this.
Hottest in the game, ain't nothing to it, world class, I'm a cut above the rest.
Now that Human Resources Director Fernando Pino has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, he's completely crushing it. He even has his own hype song.
Hottest in the game, ain't nothing to it, world class, I am.
supporting our entire workforce. Everyone has different hours, skill sets, and pay grades. I'm on the top. I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top. Top. I'm gonna rise up. Now we are motivating and engaging our people every step of the way. Blast off to the
front of the field. This is Kronos. HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger. I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top,
top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top. Welcome back in as we draw the first of 2 hours to a close here on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio. We send you to our website, kgymradio.com, where we invite you to vote in today's poll question, available for you at kgymradio.com. We'll have that for you in just a second. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour tonight, still getting used to saying the final hour of the program, Woodja is on tap this evening, as well as an opportunity for you to take home a one-hour session for you and some friends inside Graduate Iowa City's Top Golf Swing Suite. Alex and I have both
Partaken works.
Sure. Why not? Let's go with that.
Partooked.
We've played around in one of these Top Golf swing suites, and it's a fun time. We can vouch for it. I think you'll have a fun time as well, and you can win it by answering a ridiculously easy sports trivia question. It's so easy that I haven't even told Buttons what the question or the answer is, and I think he could still probably figure out whether the caller had the right answer or not tonight. So you don't have to be Ken Jennings or one of the Jeopardy Tournament of Champions contestants to win that one-hour session. That chance is coming up for you in just a few minutes. Stick around. Hour number two of the Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Koons on the way after this.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Yo Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Gary Kubiak will be the new offensive coordinator of the Vikings. He was an assistant head coach for the team this season. Kubiak takes over for Kevin Stefanski, who's now the head coach of the Browns. Quite a finish for Zion Williamson in his NBA debut last night. 17 of his 22 points in the fourth quarter during a Pelicans loss to the Spurs. ESPN's Tim Legler on Williamson's body type.
He's obviously going to lose some weight as he started to play, you know, 20 to 30 minute NBA nights. And there's no question he's going to drop some weight, but he's probably one of those guys that's going to have a harder time keeping it off in the summer.
Tim Legler on Golic and Wingo. Williamson has no knee soreness today after his debut, and the Pels host the Nuggets tomorrow night. Tiger Woods playing the first round at Torrey Pines, his first competitive round of the new year. Woods shoots a 3-under 69 today. Right now he's 3 shots off the lead. For the first time in 12 years, 5 American men are into the third round of the Australian Open. Live coverage at 9 Eastern on ESPN2.
Coming up, it's a Big Man Friday and a big day for one Eli Manning, and we'll love it or shove it. Plus, we all love an underdog, and we love him even more in the Super Bowl. And we've got the 10 best Friday on Golic and Wingo, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
The Sports Center update was brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with people and answers you need for your health care needs. Visit careprohealthservices.com.
Honey, you're snoring again.
Oh, sorry.
Is your snoring bothering her? It's possible you have sleep apnea. Talk to your doctor about it. If you do have sleep apnea, find just the right CPAP or BiPAP machine at CarePro Home Medical. They'll get you the correct equipment, make sure you have the right mask with a proper fit, and explain how the equipment works. Help your health. Make her happy with a CPAP from CarePro Home Medical. CarePROHealthServices.com.
It's a Saturday afternoon Metro Non-Conference Girls Matinee here on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Steve Dozer and me this Saturday at 2:30 on 1600 AM as 4A number 2 rated Marion takes on Kennedy. The unbeaten Indians look to get a big challenge from the Cougars of the MVC in this non-conference affair. That's girls high school basketball presented by Hills Bank. Foray, number 2 Marion at Kennedy. Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on 1600 AM KGYM.
Time for an oil change? Then it's time to get to AutoZone. We've got great deals to help you protect your engine and your wallet. Like 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $32.99. And if you need a tool for the job, you can borrow over 100 specialty ones with our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. Getting the job done just got easier. Visit AutoZone.com to get started. Deposit required. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
5:03, and we welcome you with us here in the second and final hour of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM, online at kgymradio.com, where we ask you today's poll question: do you like non-conference games situated in the middle of the conference schedule? This is a reference to the Auburn game coming up this weekend for Iowa State, the Big 12 SEC shootout challenge face-off. I just throw in one of those random sports cliche names, and I figure I would probably get it there. I saw Bruce Pearl, Randy Peterson of the Des Moines Register, has a very nice preview of what's to come with Iowa State facing Auburn. Bruce Pearl had some very high praise for Iowa State's Tyrese Haliburton, says he's the best passing point guard in the nation. So that should be a good game this weekend. We'll have it for you right here on 1600 AM. We've got you and I and Loyola on tap Sunday as well. Mentioned that you and I fell by 2 on the road against Southern Illinois last night in Carbondale. Difficult loss for Ben Jacobson and the Panthers to overcome. Pretty much puts the onus on them to go to St. Louis in March and win the conference tournament. I think the Valley is going to once again suffer the indignity of being a one-bid league this year. There's not a whole lot that the Valley can do about that. They brought in Valparaiso. There was no better option to bring in a couple years ago, and it is what it is at this point. But you get that one spot, you can make some noise. We've seen you and I do it in the past. We've seen Loyola, the Ramblers, this weekend's opponent for the Panthers, do that within the last couple years. So not outside the realm of possibilities, but a major blow for you and I's postseason hopes last night. And we've spent the better part of today's program talking about two teams that are, unless something really goes sideways for Rutgers and Iowa, I think both of those teams are going to be in the NCAA tournament. It would be Rutgers' first appearance in the tourney since 1991, I believe.
Those are NCAA tournament teams. I think Rutgers is a really good basketball team. And Steve Peichel comes in, and I think he's followed a very similar blueprint to what you see with Chris Beard at Texas Tech. Now, Chris Beard's working with a little bit more talent, can recruit a little bit easier to Texas Tech, but he has figured out that if you have a really good defensive team that is going to be able to hound any team that they play night in and night out, the offense will come. And that's exactly what Rutgers has done. They've been playing good defense for a couple of years. They've had a lot of young players. Ron Harper Jr. is one of them. And they are developing their offensive game right before our eyes.
We'll get to Ron Harper Jr. in just a little bit because he factors into tonight's ridiculously easy sports trivia question. You're going to answer that for an opportunity to take home a one-hour session inside Graduate Iowa City's Top Golf Swing Suite. Buttons is on high alert on the other side of the glass. He is ready for tonight's ridiculously easy sports trivia question. That's coming up in just a little bit. We've got for you, before we are done this evening, a little bit of what Luca Garza had to say after last night's game, as well as Fran McCaffrey's comments on Joe Toussaint. You'll hear from Joe Toussaint himself as well coming up in about 25 minutes. We'll get you another big board update as well. But Alex, we like to, on Thursdays, do a little segment that we refer to as Would Ya? And I thought we would mix it up. We've talked so much Iowa basketball today. Let's throw a curveball in here and chat Hawkeye football, a very specific subset of Hawkeye football. Pro Football Focus has named George Kittle the, did I get the verbiage right on this, the best player in the NFL?
You got the verbiage right.
The best player in the NFL.
So the highest grade according to Pro Football Focus.
Regardless of position, George Kittle grades out, according to Pro Football Focus, a website that I absolutely abhor, except for when it provides content for this program, as it is doing right now, and then I willingly embrace these meaningless numbers. George Kittle is the best player in the National Football League. So, with that in mind, I thought we would ask you, the listener, as well as a discussion that Alex and I will have here shortly, who would you say has been the most entertaining Kirk Ferentz era player to watch during their NFL career?
So it doesn't matter at all what happened when they were at Iowa City.
Exactly.
In the NFL, who's been the most entertaining?
Who's been, or whose career has been the most enjoyable to watch after they left Iowa for the NFL? 319-366-1600. You can also use the First Federal Credit Union text line to reach out to us, or you can pick up the phone and give us a call. By the way, speaking of First Federal Credit Union, they got a great deal going on right now. You can get $200 just for opening a brand new checking account with them. They've got four locations here in Eastern Iowa, and you can get details by visiting firstfedcu.com/KGYM. $200 new checking account, simple as that. Who would you say has had the most enjoyable, or I'm phrasing this from the standpoint of you as a fan enjoying watching a player who has left Iowa in the National Football League. It's kind of hard to top George Kittle. I know it's a small sample size. He's only been in the league a couple years. He has become sort of the new Rob Gronkowski. That's a lazy comparison because it's the same position, but he exhibits a lot of the personality traits that made Rob Gronkowski a cult hero nationally. He's a little bit less of a bro dude than Gronk was, but George has personality, and personality plays in the National Football
Let's
League.
Make this, would you, as a listener interactive as possible, because I think that that's the best way to go about this one.
That's Alex's way of saying he and I are still trying to formulate our answers. So let's go to the phone lines and bring Bruce in Iowa City on board. Bruce, what's on your mind?
Yeah, let's talk about Kittle's predecessor for a few years back, about Dallas Clark.
Dallas Clark is a great answer. I mean, he was fun to watch in Indianapolis.
Absolutely. Besides what he did in college, then he did a heck of a lot up there in Indianapolis as well. So multiple-time All-Pro type of thing. That's he set the standard that Kittle's working to approach now.
So Bruce is going with Dallas Clark. It's hard for me to argue against that. He got an assist from Peyton Manning there. I mean, that,
absolutely.
When you get Peyton Manning
absolutely
feeding you the ball, you can put up good numbers. He was such a perfect fit in that system. He was in the right place at the right time, but a great college player and a great NFL tight end for a Hall of Fame quarterback in Indianapolis. Very fun to watch. Kirk Ferentz has put a lot of guys into the NFL. A lot of them have had careers that have been worthy of watching, but we're looking for people that you have enjoyed the most, because I think George Kittle has converted a lot of people here in Eastern Iowa to being fans of the 49ers, or at least following the 49ers because of how he conducts himself.
He has, but I think that there were two Colts players at the time that did the same thing for the Indianapolis Colts.
Name the other one. Go ahead and name
Bob
the other
Sanders
one.
Bob Sanders is the one that we are, the text line is being overrun with Bob Sanders submissions.
Who would you say has been the most enjoyable Kirk Ferentz era player to watch in the NFL? Not in college, but in the NFL. Bob Sanders getting a lot of love, as Alex just said, and rightfully so. Bob Sanders had he played the game with reckless abandon. He probably doesn't have the type of career nowadays that he was able to have 15 years ago because we're so concerned about player safety right now. Some of the things Bob Sanders did on a football field in the NFL seem almost superhuman at this point, or at least contrary to what you should do in order to maintain your health as a human being. I mean, he had one job. He was a heat-seeking missile, and people loved it.
I will say this, though. As a kid, before I had any recollection of the University of Iowa or really any recollection of the NFL in general, there was a kick returner and punt returner who caught my eye as a 6 or 7 year old. And I see some people in here on the text line pointing out Tim Dwight.
He didn't play for Kirk Ferentz. We're breaking the rules.
He didn't play for Kirk Ferentz.
Why are we breaking the rules, listeners? Anarchy.
That's right. Okay.
Anarchy
right
is before, going to break out.
Right before Kirk Ferentz, so you can blame that one on me. I was right off on the timeline.
Buttons, if somebody calls in and says Randy Duncan, I want you to hang up on him. 319-366-1600. Ann in Solon says Chad Greenway. He doesn't count. He played for the Vikings, Ann. We can't have any love for I love Chad. We've had him on the program a number of times, 15 years or whatever it was. He's an institution in Minneapolis. They love him up there, and he still loves his Hawkeyes. We know that much from having him on the program. 366-1600. Somebody's got to have love for the linemen. Somebody give me Marshall Yanda.
There are a few.
Give me Marshall Yanda, because as much as we tend to completely gloss over offensive linemen in the NFL, they're
it's
not
hard
superstars.
To when you're an Iowa fan, though.
Yeah, it's hard to. Iowa, you just have it in your DNA that you have to respect these guys. We just recently celebrated Duke Slater and Alex Karras being inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Marshall Yanda's going to be in Canton, Ohio.
Yep.
He has had a Hall of Fame career, and he was the late addition to that heralded recruiting class. The well-told story of his mother having a come-to-Jesus meeting with him and saying, if you do not want to work in Tyson's for the rest of your life, if you don't want to have to come back to this small town and live this life, if you want to make something of yourself, hit the books and rededicate yourself to football. And he did that, had great success at Iowa, and is on a Hall of Fame trajectory, whether or not this is it for him. I've seen some people speculating that he's at the end of the line. I don't think he's officially announced that he's done with football, and hopefully he's got another year or two left in the tank, but I certainly wouldn't begrudge him for stepping away. Who's been the most enjoyable Kirk Ferentz era player to watch in the National Football League? 319-366-1600. Let's go to Nick in Mount Vernon. Nick, what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I just wanted to throw some love out to not a Detroit Lion, but Mike Daniels. I was a Packers fan. Love watching the guy play. The guy could talk trash better than anybody. And he had a motor like I've never seen. I'll let you guys take it from there.
Well, Nick, you're talking to a fellow Packers fan here as well. I've got that. I still have the Sports Illustrated, the regional cover that Mike Daniels was on, and my reaction to Daniels being drafted by the Packers was not good. I thought, man, this is a reach. I liked him as a player at Iowa, but I just can't see him having much success in the NFL. He was a great contributor, extremely popular on the defensive line in Green Bay for a number of years. And then, like all of my favorite teams, they decide that they can't afford guys, and so they get rid of them. Same thing happened to Micah Hyde in Green Bay.
Here's one along the same lines that I haven't heard anybody discuss, but Packers fans, no love for 2006 and 2007 Aaron Campman?
Didn't play for Kirk Ferentz.
Ah, I'm off on the timeline once
again.
Wait
a minute. No. He may have. He did. He did. He qualifies. My apologies there.
Yeah, so he did play for Kirk Ferentz. He was a 2002 draft pick.
My bad.
I'm just surprised that no one's thrown his name out there because he was a really, really good NFL player for a couple of seasons.
I love it. I love it when the callers play along. Thank you. Somebody did call in and offer up Randy Duncan. 319-366-1600. It does seem like Kirk Ferentz has coached at Iowa for quite some time, but I don't think he goes back to the Forrest Evashevsky era. 366-1600, by the way, as we mentioned, the First Federal Credit Union text line. 37-39, Liddell Betts. He didn't have much of an NFL career. If you're talking about underrated players of the Kirk Ferentz era, Liddell Betts is in that conversation because those teams that Liddell was on at Kirk Ferentz's beginning of his tenure were so god-awful that I think we tend to overlook them. We're talking NFL here, though. The genesis being that George Kittle was named as Pro Football Focus's best player in the National Football League, regardless of position, better than Patrick Mahomes, better than any other superstar player. George Kittle has graded out as the best player in the NFL. He's also highly enjoyable to watch play.
Yeah, because it's going to be hard to beat him.
Because he likes playing football and he loves life.
And he's really good at everything that he's asked to do. That's the thing that sticks out about him. Why is he the highest graded player in the NFL? Because he's an elite run blocker and he's an elite pass catcher. Has over 1,000 yards as a receiver, is graded out as the best run blocker among tight ends. And it's amazing because we're having this discussion about George Kittle, the best player in the NFL. And if anybody in 2013 or 2014 or even 2015 would have told you that, you would have told them that they were lying. So, he has gone to a situation that absolutely best fits him, and he's flourishing in it.
Matt in Cedar Rapids is an Iowa State fan, and even he is voting for Bob Sanders here. So you could cull this down to a handful of players. George Kittle and Bob Sanders appear to have the most support.
Think about the culture in Indianapolis at that time, before him defensively and then after him defensively. How much of the success that they had at that time defensively, when Peyton Manning had come in early in his career and he's throwing for a bajillion touchdowns per season and throwing for over 4,500 yards per season, and they're going 7-9. And then all of a sudden, this guy comes in and he was the heart and soul of that defense when he was healthy and out there playing. And they got so much better. They go from winning 7-8 games a year to winning divisions and winning 10, 11, 12 games per season. And he sort of, I'm not going to say single-handedly turned around that defensive culture in Indianapolis, but he was the heart of it for so many years. So it's hard to go against Bob Sanders because he was the defensive player of the year in the NFL.
One of my favorite guys to have covered who's also had a very nice career in the NFL is Adrian Claiborne, and I was so happy for him to be able to get a Super Bowl a couple years ago. It was fun watching him in the NFL have the career and the success that he's had. The thing about George Kittle, though, and I don't think he's going to change. I don't think he's going to let this mega stardom get to his head. He's a superstar, and yet he is readily accessible when he comes back to Eastern Iowa, and he's around a lot. He comes on this show, which tells you all you need to know about the fact that he will lower his standards for pretty much anybody as long as they are here in Eastern Iowa. He's sort of he's the people's champ. I know he's such a huge WWE fan that he's always appreciated that reference. The people's tight end, as he likes to be called. But he is. You see him at games. He's shaking hands with the servicemen and women that are holding the flag before the game. He's bringing kids out of the stands. There was that episode, I think his rookie season, where somebody had a jersey on, a little kid had a jersey on, and he ran across the field after the game was over to sign the jersey for the kid. You don't see guys doing that in the NFL a whole lot. go, if you don't believe me, go try to get an autograph from somebody who plays professional sports and see how they treat you. And George Kittle's the exception to the rule. And fame has not ruined him.
I always appreciate that.
Yet.
Because you are right. It does sometimes. Some of these guys let it get to their head, and some of these guys act like the fans asking for any little bit of interaction is a complete and total disservice to them and is wasting their time or is a bother to them, better said. And when you see someone like George Kittle, who has reached the peak that he has at his profession, who realizes how much the fans mean to him and what he is, and without them, none of what he is would be possible. I appreciate that.
There aren't too many athletes out there that recognize the fact that without the fans, they don't have the... I mean, you could play games. You could have the San Francisco 49ers playing games in an empty stadium,
yep.
But it wouldn't make the DeBartolo family or whoever owns the 49ers right now any money. So, you're absolutely right. You and I have discussed this before. I mean, there's a tremendous toll that fame takes on people. And I think it may have been a would you in the past where you said, would you trade everything you've got right now for that fame and lifestyle? Millions of dollars in the bank, but knowing that you could never go out to eat with your family without being, I don't want to say bothered, but bothered. I mean, you couldn't go out to eat. You couldn't go shopping at the mall. You couldn't go to the movies and just be yourself because you'd always have somebody coming up and wanting a part of you. That's part of the deal with an immense amount of fame, and most people can't handle that. Or they can handle it for a year or two, and then they're just done. They shut people off, and they don't want to be bothered. And meanwhile, you got George Kittle out there. Yeah, sure, I'll come on. I'll come on and talk with you. Whatever we want to talk about. Wrestling. He's always struck me as the type of guy that would be way more comfortable talking about things other than football. And I get it. When I'm out at a party I'm almost 40 years old. I don't do parties anymore. Who the hell am
Todd,
I kidding?
You're a partier?
When I'm out in public, sometimes it's really difficult for me to... I got to remind myself that people expect the sports talk guy to want to talk sports.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't want to do that. I had the great fortune when I was at the Daily Iowan of meeting Joe Drape, who writes for the New York Times. Great sports writer. He's written a couple books. He's a big horse racing guy. If you're not familiar with him, look him up. And Joe Drape talked about, you know, the life that you live when you're in this business. And a friend of his called him one night on his night off. You don't get too many nights off when you're a sports writer, especially at the New York Times. And his friend called up and said, "Hey, I've got courtside tickets to the Knicks tonight. Want to go?" And Joe's response was, "There are 1,000 other things that I would rather do than go watch a basketball game on my night off." And that comment has always stuck with me. So George strikes me as a guy, "Hey, I'll talk football with you, but I would rather talk about how much I like to eat Panda or Skittles or whoever." He's got all these endorsements out there. A very searchable library of gifts, by the way, on Twitter for George Kittle as well, most of them involving those endorsements. So a very listener, as you said, a listener driven and well participated in Would You this evening. I think we narrowed it down to Bob Sanders and George Kittle as far as guys who received a tremendous amount of votes. It's our, defensive linemen, offensive linemen. They're not sexy. They're not fun to watch necessarily. Somebody mentioned Brian Bulaga. As a Packers fan, there's not much I've enjoyed about watching Brian in the NFL because it's been so difficult with his injuries that my heart breaks for him. And he's not the only guy that has had that type of career trajectory, but I truly believe. And Kirk Ferentz said this. Kirk Ferentz said that of all the players that he's had, the offensive linemen he's had, the only one that was ready to play from the minute he stepped on campus was Brian Bulaga. Tells you everything you need to know about how much Kirk Ferentz loves Brian Bulaga. If he didn't have the injuries, my opinion is Brian Bulaga is talked about in similar circumstances with Marshall Yanda. You're probably talking about getting a bust in Canton if he had not dealt with the injuries over the course of his career. It's just, I don't want to say tragic. Tragic is not the right word. We're going to get into that, by the way, coming up in just a few minutes here, because Alex said something to me as we were walking down the hall coming into the studio about a national story that I think Alex and I should address this and talk about this on the air, because it, and people may find it interesting. If not, well, we're almost to the finish line. So 319-366-1600. Let's take care of business here. Fill
we
the
have
people
some things
in
to get to.
We do have a lot to get to,
including the easiest trivia question in the history of trivia questions.
Final big board update of the night, and then a ridiculously easy sports trivia question so that somebody can take home a one-hour session inside Graduate Iowa City's Top Golf Swing Suite. Big board first.
Iowa won its third consecutive home game against a top 25 opponent last night with an 85-80 victory over 24th-ranked Rutgers. The Hawkeyes fought their way back from a six-point halftime deficit in a back-and-forth affair that improved them to 14-5 overall, 5-3 in the Big Ten. Luka Garza had 28 points and 13 rebounds and was one of four Hawkeyes who were in double digits scoring. Joe Toussaint had maybe his best game as a Hawkeye with 14 points, four assists, and seven rebounds. Ryan Kreener notched his third consecutive double-figure scoring effort with 11 points off the bench. The UNI Panthers, they were upset last night on the road by Southern Illinois 68-66. The Panthers fought back from being down 15 points midway through the second half, but an A.J. Green missed jumper with 2 seconds remaining were what sealed things for the Salukis. UNI falls to 16-3, and they have one of their most crucial games of the season, maybe the most crucial, coming up at home against Loyola Chicago on Sunday. The Iowa women look for their seventh consecutive victory as they take on Ohio State at Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight. Tip-off is scheduled for 7 p.m., and the game will air on the Big Ten Network. The Iowa baseball team has announced their captains for the 2020 season. Justin Jenkins, Grant Judkins, Grant Leonard, and Austin Martin have been voted team captains by their teammates. The Hawkeyes will get their season underway on March 3rd against Grandview. And once again, Nate Stanley will participate in the State Farm Skills Competition that will air on ESPN2 on January 31st.
All right. Here's the number for tonight's ridiculously easy sports trivia question, 319-366-1600. Tonight's question, but first, reminding you that you are taking home a one-hour session inside Graduate Iowa City's Top Golf Swing Suite. It's located on the second floor of Graduate Iowa City, right on the Ped Mall. We'll take the first caller with the correct answer to tonight's ridiculously easy sports trivia question. You may have noticed last night a player on the floor for Rutgers in that 85-80 Iowa victory. Player's name was Ron Harper Jr. You may or may not know that Ron Harper Jr.'s father played in the National Basketball Association. Tonight's ridiculously easy sports trivia question is, who is Ron Harper Jr.'s father? We'll take the first correct answer. Buttons, I think you can handle this one. I think we'll have a winner right out of the gate. If you can name Ron Harper Jr.'s father, you and some buddies will be enjoying a one-hour session inside the Topgolf Swing Suite located in Graduate Iowa City's second floor in downtown Iowa City. We'll find out if we get a winner when we return after this.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at lindertire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at lindertire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at lindertire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
At Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries, you'll find more than just comfortable furniture. You'll discover a no-pressure shopping experience, thousands of options, and free design services. We call it Comfort Redesigned. It's the Super Weekend Sale. Friday through Monday, save 30% on everything, plus special financing available, and get guaranteed local delivery on in-stock items in time for the big game. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably. Minimum monthly payments with approved credit. Order by 1-26-20. See store for details.
The Iowa Attorney General's Office has dedicated a hotline for survivors of clergy abuse. Advocates are available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. through 4:30 p.m. to take confidential reports and refer survivors to resources. Know that you are not alone. Your story could help us better understand the issue and what actions to take. To make a confidential report, call 855-620-7000 or visit iowaattorneygeneral.gov.
Sponsored by the Office of the Iowa Attorney General and aired in cooperation with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
TCB Pool Hall, it's the real deal. Regulation full-size tables, check. 10 of them. Cold beer, check. 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. $2 domestic bottles, check. Every day of the week. Nobody fake, nothing filtered. That's the kind of place you want to hang out, right? Check. TCB Pool Hall. Hang out, play pool, drink cold beer. The $2 domestic bottles every day kind. At TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
One of the first things I had to do during that break was make sure that we had a winner with buttons. He informs me that we did actually find somebody. Did it take multiple phone calls? No. We got a winner on the first try. Brenton and Marion. We haven't heard from Brenton in a while. He takes home a one-hour session inside the Topgolf Swing Suite in downtown Iowa City at Graduate Iowa City. Enjoy. Brenton, whether or not you're a huge golfer, it's fun. And spoiler alert, you don't have to be a golfer because they've got some other games. You can
football, zombie dodgeball, ski ball,
baseball. You can throw out your shoulder and we will not pay for your Tommy John surgery. But if you want to try to hit 95 on the radar gun, you can do it. And again, if you're interested in the mini league that they are putting together at Graduate Iowa City, it's a 6-week league playing some of the simulated, of course, top golf courses around the country. It's $100 for adults, $75 for students at the University of Iowa. You can reach out to us on the text line 366-1600, and we will get you in touch with the person who handles all of that. So big thanks to Graduate Iowa City, and we have one more of those one-hour sessions available. We'll be giving it away tomorrow on the program. Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com joining us. We've put out the APB for Tristan Wirfs. We also have Kathleen Doyle, the star of the Iowa women's basketball team, set to join us tomorrow. You'll hear Kathleen with us at 4:30. Iowa and Ohio State getting ready to go at it tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena, a big women's matchup. 319-366-1600. We have people who are actually bothered by the fact that the trivia question was too easy. That was kind of the point. The internet and Google have ruined trivia. I used to take great pride in knowing inane things about sports and trivia in general, and now all you have to do is just take your phone out and look something up.
True, but when there's a time constraint on it and when you got to be the first caller, You got to have that one right on the top.
That's
of
why,
the head.
Yeah. That's why we lowered the bar a little bit there. Ron Harper Jr.'s dad, Ron Harper, who I sort of forgot because Ron Harper wasn't exactly a superstar caliber player in the NBA, but I forgot that he has 5 NBA championship rings. He won five titles.
He played for the Bulls, right?
Yep.
I can guess which era he might have played for the Bulls.
He won three of them with the Bulls, and then two of them in L.A., I believe, right? But he's got five NBA titles and a son who's pretty darn good at basketball and a son who is pretty good when it comes to playing and shooting in Carver Hawkeye Arena. His previous career high in scoring was last year in Iowa City. Last night in 31 and a half minutes, he's 10 of 14 from the floor, puts up 29 points to lead all scorers, even managed to edge Luka Garza by a point in scoring last night. Fun player to watch, and a guy who is going to be playing a large role in whatever Rutgers winds up doing on the back half of the Big Ten season this year. 319-366-1600. For those of you reaching out to us on the First Federal Credit Union text line, great hearing from so many of you tonight. This is something, I wasn't really planning on diving too deep into this, but literally, as we were walking down the hallway, you and I were discussing the Antonio Brown situation. And this is, again, highlights what's absolutely wrong about sports in general, and to a lesser extent, but not much of a lesser extent, sports talk radio in general. Because if you've been following along with the Antonio Brown saga and the arrest warrant that's been issued for him, and he clearly is a man who's in need of help right now. What's the only concern on sports talk radio, and the only concern people seem to have at this point, Alex, is Antonio Brown ever going to play football again? And you made that comment as we were walking down the hall, and I thought, man, sometimes you don't prepare to talk about something, but it just comes to you. And I couldn't agree with you more. What in the heck is wrong with everybody that you see somebody who most likely is having some form of mental health crisis, and your biggest concern for that human being is whether or not they're ever going to put on shoulder pads and catch a football again?
It's pretty unbelievable when you think about it that way, right? With all that we know about concussions and some issues that former players have had, you see a guy that is acting in a way that makes zero sense. Like, he's sporadic. One day he's on his best behavior. The next day he's calling people out. Nothing that he is doing is making any sense whatsoever. And he is exhibiting all the warning signs of somebody having a mental health crisis. And yeah, that's the question. Is he coming back? Are the Patriots going to sign him? I hope not. I hope he doesn't. That is so far down the list of things that he needs to be doing right now. Yet, that's the question.
When did we as sports fans lose that portion of our humanity? I don't want to get too deep into the realm of the human psyche tonight. This is Sports Talk Radio, and we're supposed to be yucking it up and having fun with Ron Harper and Ron Harper Jr. and stuff like that. But when, as sports fans, did we lose the most basic sense of humanity?
Have you seen the Delonte West videos this week? 97-61's pointing it out.
I have, and I just, that was gut-wrenching to me.
It was to me as well.
Because that's a guy who's got a family, and he's got a number of people who care for him. Phil Martelli, who is Juwan Howard's right-hand man, was Delonte West's college coach at St. Joe's. Jameer Nelson was a teammate of his. They've reached out. They've tried to get him the help that he clearly needs. And yet you've got a subset of people out there that watch this video and I think enjoy it. I think they enjoy it because it's somebody who's had millions of dollars and they've squandered it. They've blown it all. And it somehow makes them feel better about their own miserable lives. And I've never been wired that way. And maybe it makes me a bad person. I don't know. But I can't take joy in knowing that someone's life has crumbled like that. And I'm having the same issues with Antonio Brown right now. And you listen on our own airwaves on ESPN's National First Take, and will Antonio Brown ever play football again? Who cares? I could not care less about Antonio Brown playing football again. I just want to see a human being get the help that I think they deserve.
It's somehow too much to ask for people to respond that way. Here's the problem right now. We're discussing whether or not he's going to play football again. We're not, but other people are. To me, we're just going off of recent history, and we're getting dangerously close to the territory of something horrible happening with him. We're getting close to either him spending a long period of time in jail or something catastrophic happening to him.
And then sports talk radio will pivot to, how did this happen? How did we let this happen? Well, you let it happen by standing on the sidelines worrying about whether or not he was ever going to play football again. 6379, I think, makes a really valid point here. Football may be the only structure Antonio Brown has ever had in his life. I've known a lot of former athletes, guys who some never played beyond college. Some of them played Major League Baseball, in the National Football League, in the NBA. Absolutely. You ask a lot of guys, what was the hardest transition you've ever had to make? Most of them will tell you they've been playing sports, football, baseball, basketball, hockey, whatever, since they were 7, 8 years old. And you get to be in your early to mid-30s, depending on the sport. We're seeing it now in the NFL, guys in their late 20s walking away. And all of a sudden they realize they don't know what to do because, yeah, their life has been centered, their identity has been as an athlete. They view their self-worth as a human being through their accomplishments on the court or on the diamond or on the field. And when that's taken away from them, you see this a lot of times with guys whose careers are ended by injury because they cannot come to grips with the fact that injury has prevented them from continuing their career. And that's why you see guys spiral out of control. It's difficult to watch. And I know we've probably even here have had some yucks at Antonio Brown because for a while there, it just looked like a spoiled, entitled idiot. And my God, he ruined $30 million or whatever the guaranteed deal was that Drew Rosenhaus's agent got him in Oakland and then somehow still managed to get him a deal with the Patriots. That's a great agent, by the way. When you get not only a second or a third chance, it speaks to not only Antonio Brown's talent, but also to how desperate NFL teams are to acquire a talent like that. And he blew it all. And I think the default approach to that was, well, he's an idiot. And now I can't help but look at this and think, no, there's way more going on here. This is basically a cry for help. And if he doesn't get it, then we could be talking about something a lot more serious. And meanwhile, the question a lot of other people in this business are asking is he ever going to play football again? I could not agree with you more. What a ridiculous thing to worry about. When somebody's life is crumbling before your eyes and you're wondering, let's have Booger McFarland or whoever it is come on and discuss whether or not he's ever going to play football. Get lost.
I noticed it a couple of years ago. Trey Mason, former St. Louis Ram running back, was going through this crisis where I think the police were called on him because he was saying things that just it was completely incoherent and just was to the point where his speech, nothing he was saying was making any sense. And I'm reading this article about what is happening with Trey Mason, and at the end of the article, it stops with, well, he wants to get back into the league. He wants to get back to playing. And I'm like, are you serious? This guy is being admitted into a mental hospital and is not making sense, any type of sense with what he is saying, and there's a thought that he's going to come back and play football, we know everything now. The information is all out there. The NFL tried to withhold it for so long, but we know it now. And nothing has really changed with the mentality overall.
The same league that's fighting tooth and nail to not have to provide maximum health care for these guys 10, 20, 30, 40 years down the road after their playing career is over. And you talk about health care, and a lot of the default is, oh, you know, you're going to the hospital for x-rays and everything. Mental health is a part of health care. And for these guys, I think it needs to be a much bigger part of the health care discussion that the union is having with the NFL moving forward, because a lot of these guys, they need somebody to intervene with them and help them transition to that life after football. Let's get to Sonny in Iowa City, and that'll do it for phone calls tonight. Sonny, we're kind of tight on time, but not really. Go ahead.
I'll give you a tight 30 seconds. So I understand what you're saying, and I agree with a lot of it. There are portions of it, though, that I remember back to Tiger Woods. When Tiger Woods had his whole incident with the car and the smashing the windshield and everything like that after his life was falling into pieces, a lot of people came out and wanted to talk about his life and wanted to talk about this tragic situation and his mental health and everything. And some of the other people said, you know what? We are going to take the high ground on this, and we are only going to talk about the sports aspect of it to try to him. So that was an interesting, that's an interesting comparison to where we are now on Antonio Brown, that we are saying now, like, we are not going to talk about the sports thing to have some dignity for the troubles that he's going through. This is a completely opposite approach to this. And I mean, they're fairly similar situations. You have a person's mental health collapsing on national television. You have a transcendent athlete. You have a person that is out of the game. Will they get back in? Because we all know what they can accomplish on the field or on the course. But how are we going to treat their personal life?
Good thoughts, sir. And I think a lot of the Tiger Woods stuff stems from, I think, people wanted to protect him.
And that's fair, but he also kept things pretty under wraps. Tiger Woods is a very private person and really didn't say all that much, and he wasn't out in the public and having breakdowns. Well, Antonio Brown is right out in front of all of us.
And let's be honest about this. The one thing that I think scares a lot of men is talking about mental health, because there's
yes.
the perception that if you are weak, that you are somehow less of a man. This whole, is it getting dusty in here, stuff that you see anytime somebody has a clip on Twitter or YouTube that makes somebody emotional. It's okay to admit that it brings a tear to your eye. You don't have to worry about being viewed as weak, yet that's how we perceive manhood. It's part of it. I really think it is. I wish we had more time
100% agree.
On this, but again, and Antonio Brown, the least we should be worried about is whether or not he's ever going to play football again. Hopefully he gets some help. We'll take a final timeout. When we come back, we'll let you know what to look forward to on tomorrow's Big Hour after this.
At the Happy Honda Day sales event, you can unwrap incredible deals that'll make you...
Oh my gosh.
You know, the kind of gift that makes you...
No way.
Yep, that's basically Happy Honda Days in a chestnut shell.
Get a great deal on a 2019 Accord from KBB.com's best overall brand for 2019 with 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to CentralMidwestHondaDealers.com for more details.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes hybrid models based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
If you shovel it, they will come. Seriously, don't put Garby or Kirby on top of a snowbank. It's not safe for the collection people. Shovel out a space in the snowbank or set them on your driveway. The city of Cedar Rapids thanks you.
Enjoy winter sports and winter smart rock on KGYM and Smart FM. Curling and curling up with great smart rock. Ice fishing and catching some smart rock on Smart FM. Speed skating and getting smart rock to your radio fast. Winter sports outdoors and warm smart rock in the lodge. Keep your radio tuned to KGYM and Smart FM.
There's never been a better time to be a doer. Not with the Home Depot in your corner. And new digital tools on our Home Depot app, like image search. Snap a picture with our app, find just what you need. And our product locator will not only tell you how many we've got, it'll lead you right to them in the store. Oh, and if you can't make it to the store, we can deliver. From time-saving tools to game-changing innovations, it's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
To call yourself an explorer, you should possess a few essential qualities, like a yearning for adventure and back massages from available multi-contour front seats with five active motion massage themes, and an available 980-watt 14-speaker B&O sound system by Bang & Olufsen, and an available heated leather-wrapped steering wheel with paddle shifters. The 2020 Ford Explorer, completely redesigned and more comfortable than ever. It's the greatest exploration vehicle of all time.
Time for an oil change? Then it's time to get to AutoZone. We've got great deals to help you protect your engine and your wallet. Like 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $32.99. And if you need a tool for the job, you can borrow over 100 specialty ones with our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. Getting the job done just got easier. Visit AutoZone.com to get started. Deposit required. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone.
AutoZone. Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
And we are wrapping up another edition of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you here on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 102.3, 106.3 FM, still on 107.5 FM as well. Stay tuned for some exciting announcements about the future of 107.5 FM, one of the things that we've been working on behind the scenes here at KGYM. Very much looking forward to officially unveiling that addition to the lineup or change to the lineup. It's coming sooner rather than later. That's all I can tell you about it. We are wrapping up a Thursday edition of the program. You are going to be, you're going to want to be with us tomorrow, though, because we have a fantastic show planned for you. Not only are we hopefully breaking down another Iowa women's basketball victory with one of the stars of Lisa Bluter's Iowa squad, Kathleen Doyle. She'll be with us at 4:30. But the big hour brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. And by the way, congratulations to Steve Anderson and his staff as they now celebrate 16 years in business in Iowa City. Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com will be with us. Possibly Tristan Wirfs. He has gone off the grid. This is an inopportune time for this program to have him go off the grid. He said last week he was going to come on, and now Rob's having a hard time getting a hold of him. He's also working on AJ Epinesa, and if all else fails, we'll just drag Buttons into the studio and make him pretend to be Tristan Wirfs. I don't know whether people would buy that or not, but we've done worse. Well, no, we've never done worse.
I was going to say, have we?
When have we done worse? Buddy Lee. Buddy Lee can come in. Buddy was at the game last night.
And oh, I saw.
Managed to get into, I think, one of the Quad Cities TV station's highlight package. And he was very proud of the fact that he was prominently featured in that video making its way around Twitter. As a matter of fact, you can check it out yourself if you follow KGYM on Twitter at KGYM Radio. So great program planned for you tomorrow. The gym class is on the air at 3 o'clock leading into this particular program. We'll have another edition of the Pick 6 presented by Emil's Hideaway. Who knows what 6 contests we will be picking tomorrow, but it's Pro Bowl week. I'll leave it at that.
Ivy League basketball, possibly.
I cannot wait until the Super Bowl props. One of the props I saw today, first time I think I've ever seen this one, number of times that the chains are brought out onto the field for a measurement. Over, under 1.5 times.
1.5?
Mm-hmm. It's the Super Bowl.
It's over.
Take the over on that one, right? I don't know.
I want to make that bet now.
If it looks too easy, it probably is. You and I, a 5.5-point favorite on the road over Southern Illinois and Carbondale last night. calling on line one. That will do it as we leave you tonight. A reminder, one last time, you can vote in tonight's poll question at kgymradio.com. Do you like non-conference games in the middle of the conference schedule? That is a nod to Iowa State stepping out of Big 12 play this weekend to travel to Auburn to face old friend Bruce Pearl and the Tigers. Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Podcast available now at kgymradio.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sarah Spain here. Now that I'm married and I have a mortgage, I need to start thinking about things like buying life insurance. Life insurance can help pay off a mortgage or send